Welcome to our Thursday Thoughts, a weekly podcast brought to you by Bainology and Leadership Logistics, LLC. I am your host, Jeff Bain. Each week, we will highlight a leadership element from my 45-year career of striving for excellence. I will offer you my pondering thoughts on my experiences both with unique opportunities and significant challenges. For the next few minutes, I encourage you to sit back, relax, and reflect on how you might best enhance your leadership skill set. This week's episode of Bainology Podcast, I'm going to give you a little background on something very important that we were able to accomplish on a college campus. Then I'm going to give you two words that actually pull it all together and gives it great focus and follow-up. I call it the key to Pandora's box. And after I give you those two words and share those with you, I'm going to give you four more words that are really very special and unique ways, I believe, at different times in people's lives and opportunities that it presents. First of all, a little background I wanted to share with you. We were able to put together some programming, and we called it a Student Athlete Enhancement Program. And we called it SOAR. SOAR stood for Success Over and Above the Rest, S-O-A-R. And it was a combination of an academic and life skills program. But more importantly, it was probably 60% life skills, trying to teach them some unique soft skills to be success, to help open doors of opportunity and help to prepare them for opportunity. In the short version of the life skills program, SOAR, we had 12 steps that focused on, as freshmen, that focused on the ability to get used to academia on a college campus through academic enhancements and tricks to the trade and a few life skills programs to help them be successful. And then at the same time that was going on, we had another 12 steps that was for the sophomores that really started talking about graduation already, making sure they were in line with that and the opportunities on campus to help enhance and make that timeline work. But also there were some unique life skills program that was thrown in there to help those things be successful. And while the freshmen were doing their checklist and the sophomores doing their checklist, we had our juniors that were busy with what we called financial wellness. And it was a 12-step program of helping them to be prepared for the obstacles and opportunities and the challenges related to finance when they graduate, if not some trying to resolve now. We called it financial wellness, helped them get out of understand good debt, bad debt, banking maneuvers, financial advisors maneuvers, interest rates, credit cards, a lot of things to just kind of make sure that if they didn't know it, we helped introduce it to them. And if they did know it, we helped answer specific questions that have arise. And while the freshmen and sophomore and juniors doing theirs, we had another set of steps going. There about six steps for our seniors. And we called it a senior success series where we tried to introduce them to dining etiquette, dress for success, the power of your networks, and those type of things to really enhance their ability to get good jobs and good opportunities. And what's most important, I think, about as we talked about these areas of life skills programs with SOAR, I tied it all together at the last meeting that we had of the last day of our seniors when we gave them their senior sashes for graduation. I briefly referenced each of these, as I just did with you, and I told them that there's really some keys to being able to navigate all the information we gave them. And the number one key is for them to perfect, and I mean to perfect, how to be sincerely thankful for the opportunities that they are striving to get and the ones that they've had. And it's a very simple way to do that, by saying thank you, being thankful and saying it out loud. I'm not talking about just writing thank you notes, as that is very important, and we talked about that in some of our leadership skills, but saying thank you. I think that we all can agree that we all want to be appreciated. In a sincere a well-timed thank you really supports a strong relationship with your people that you have engaged with, whether it be your peers or your clients or employees or your boss maybe. All of it, these thank yous help you feel a little bit more respected, and the people that you're expressing it to feels respected as well. It also has been known to help be linked to a lot better performance. It often has been an incentive to help endearing people and reduce less turnover, and it can also be a factor in improving productivity and profits. So when something as simple as a thank you can make everybody feel better, why not do it? And it's habit. It is habit. And there are three ways, to perfect the meaning of thank you. The first one is to say thank you and name the people by name. Whenever you can use a person's name to acknowledge them, Bill, thank you so much for your help on the quarterly report, the big federal report that we did. That goes so much further when you can recognize and say, Bill, as opposed to just thank you for your help. You can understand it's a little more personalizing meaning, and it's understood and appreciated a lot more. The second way that thank you can be done is thank people for their specific work that they do. You know, sometimes, you know, thanks for everything you've done. Well, that's almost so bland. It's kind of like thank you for nothing, what sometimes people want to say. So you want to be able to have it where you thank them specifically for what they're doing. They are trying to help you improve many things. So be specific about those things when you're thanking them for it. For example, if you go out to somebody's house, don't just, the dinner was great tonight. You might say, the dinner was great, but, you know, that steak was really super. I really appreciate the extra time that you put into the steak. Or the ingredients in the salad were delicious. It was quite tasty and fresh. So thank you for the time that you've put into that. When you can be thankful for something specific that has been done, it means a little bit more, I think, also. And then last but not least, and I'm very bad about doing this, it's so important that when you do thank people, you thank them properly. Don't let your gratitude go stale. You know, within 24 or 48 hours after that experience, if you wait that long, it's almost kind of a something you've done out of, you know, habit that you forgot to do almost. So make sure that your thank yous are on timely and they are appreciative by calling people by name, and you thank them specifically for the effort that went into making that a thankful experience that you did. So I wanted to let you know that the thank yous are important. There are great ways and better ways to do thank yous. In the four words I want to close with, after you master the word thank you, and this is going to seem really old-fashioned, but I've gotten more compliments and I've seen more positive reactions from our young people when they address their senior people they're talking to, when they answer and respond by saying, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, and no, sir. It's a little old-fashioned, but it goes a long way when you're dealing with people that may be a little old-fashioned, where they think that those traits are lost. So when you can close a conversation or an experience with someone that you're really appreciative and you want to impress, make sure you engage the thank yous in the proper position. And when appropriate, use yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, and no, sir. And I think that'll open a whole lot of Pandora boxes for you. Thank you for joining us and sharing your valuable time. We hope that we were able to provide you with at least one golden nugget takeaway to help enhance your leadership foundation. If I can be of any assistance to you or my team, to help you or your organization, please visit us at leadershiplogisticsllc.com. We would be honored to have the opportunity to assist you in building and reflecting a strong brand. An investment in your brand is an investment for your success. Excellence is a choice, a mindset, executed every day with a plan and with a purpose. There are no off days in building your brand. Thus, every day is game day.